If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. By the way, it is like 70 out and sunny. You got a nice day. Al, what's up, man?
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day, Jerry. That's all I keep reading.
Well, today is, yes.
Today, yes. When I was out in Montana, we were out at a supermarket, and there was these like sleep gummies.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
I might try soon.
They were like, these were CBD only.
Yes, and those are the ones I'd like to try, I think.
So there's like CBD sleep gummies, CBD calm gummies, mm-hmm. right? So jokingly, Gina grabs one of the packages. She goes, calm. She goes, you need these, and she throws them in the cart. So we hear all the time, CBD does this, CBD. Yeah. And that, to me, doesn't do anything. Anyway, the one day I was going to go out to dinner, I said, I'm going to grab me some of these CBD calm gummies. So I take these two calm gummies.
And that was the dosage, was two?
Yeah, it was two. And I didn't think anything of it. To me, I was eating a piece of candy.
Right.
And then Gina at one point goes, boy, you're in a really good mood. I go, you know what? I did take that that calm gummy.
Yeah.
Then I did it again the next day or 2 days later. Same thing.
Hmm.
I couldn't have been happier. And I was like, what is going on? So
are the ingredients?
I said to her, I go, give me the, well, you know what? I did look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
And it said 0.03 THC. That's the weed stuff.
Okay.
You can legally have 0.03% of THC or whatever.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I took a picture of the package so I knew which brand it was because there's so many different brands.
I know. And God knows what you're ordering.
Yeah. So I went and I ordered. I haven't got them yet, but I was like, I'm going to try these and see if they really work. The brand that I saw was called Charlotte's Web.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you who's going to order one today. Me.
You.
I want the sleep one.
Okay.
Because I told you that CBD stuff that I was putting on my back and my arm,
yeah.
The best night's sleep I've had in a long time. But I don't just put it on to put it on. My back was fine last night. My arm felt fine. And the last couple nights, I haven't taken it. And it sleeps in crap. And it's funny because my wife said, why don't you try the gummies then instead of the gel, which stinks.
Yes.
I'm like, I might do that. And it's funny you bring that up today.
But there's so many different brands.
Right, and but I'm going to try your brand.
I just got lucky on
I'll try your brand.
You know what I mean? Like this just happened to be in the store.
Yeah.
We got it kind of as a joke.
But it worked.
But I do think it worked.
How about that?
Yeah, so I mean, I hope it does work. I don't know. I'll report back.
You know how many gummies come in the package you bought?
No,
like 90 or something.
They have different sizes, and I got the small size because I was like, I'm not going to buy a big jar of these things and they don't work.
You get the delivery. There's 10.
Yeah, but even
which
then,
which is a good sample,
which would be a good. I think there's 30, but in a thing. But if it's two gummies per, that's only 15.
Right.
But I'm not going to take one every night. Just when I'm have to be in public and I have to, you know, be happy.
Charlotte's Web Hemp.
Yeah.
Calm gummies to relieve stress.
Yeah.
There it is. And it is charlottesweb.com. How about that?
And then then speaking of these things for sleep aids.
Yeah.
I don't know if I caught something on the plane coming back. I don't know if I have allergies or what, but I was having a hard time breathing.
Since you've been back?
Since I've been back. And you know, I put a Breathe Right strip on my nose. You know those things?
Yes, that, I do.
It helped really? Tremendously.
How about that?
Tremendously.
Interesting.
Jim Norton used to, this is before like radio shows were on TV and the video and everything. Yeah. You can look however you wanted to look. Jim Norton used to wear, when he would do the Opie and Anthony show, a Breathe Right strip on his nose during the show. Because
it helped
be able to breathe better and
That's
talk better.
Funny.
Yeah. So this is what I got going on at night now.
It's pretty, I'll tell you, I said this on the show last week. I got my Skechers sneakers. These slip-ins, dude.
We're going all comfort.
I mean, we are. I will tell you, as I said on the show, as advertised, because I wake up with, every morning, I wake up with, it's got to be my mattress. It's got to be the way I sleep. It's a whole bunch of different things. But I wake up with almost crippling back pain every morning to where getting the clothes on is an issue. And then it used to be a problem. I'm not even joking. There have been many days I've come to work with my sneakers on my seat because I can't put them on. But once I get in my car and I get the heat going, within 10 minutes, I feel fine. And I'm good. So much so that I can carry a golf bag for 18 holes. Like, I'm fine the rest of the day. And so I would put my shoes on when I get here. So a Skechers store opened up in Middletown. Huge. And it is beautiful. It's really nice. And they got everything. Saw a commercial. And I'm like, I said to my wife, I'm like, I got to go try these things because I can't do this anymore. And I, in the store, I'm like, all right, they work. Let's see if they work at home or if they, dude, they are fantastic. But even like this morning, my back was killing me. Foot right in, other foot, and away we go.
And you feel better.
Well, it's easier. I can put shoes on now in the morning.
Oh, the slip-ons.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the slip-ons.
They are awesome.
Or I showed you, I got those things for the sneakers that are like the...
That does it, basically.
The ties, you don't have to tie. It makes it a slip-on. Those are great.
Yeah, so...
We're getting old, Jerry. I love it.
I don't love it, matter of fact, and I'm going for... hair process today.
Oh, is that right?
I am. That's right.
Today.
I've got an appointment at a company called Great Many. They're going to take a look at my hair, see how much of the hair is dead. And if I like what they say, I'm going to do the procedure.
Really?
And it's not for, I don't want growth. I want it, I don't want to lose anymore.
Okay.
It's to stop the hair loss at this point. And then I'd be like this.
Man, where were these companies when I was losing my hair all these years ago?
I don't know. So, and on the way, I'm going to drink some Coke and maybe I'll stop by and get a McDonald's burger. What else you want to promote?
Yeah, this does sound like a bunch of commercials.
And we are, I promise you, this is very not planned.
Yeah, not planned.
Not at all.
I don't know if my gummies work. That's why I ordered them.
I know. I get 20% off my first order here.
Because it could have been that I was just in a good mood being on vacation. But maybe. I get very ornery even on vacation. Maybe. So I don't know. I hope so. I will report back.
Did you give them your email address for the 20% off?
I did.
Yeah, I am too.
I did that. Yep.
All right, I'm in.
So last night I watched, there's a Billy Joel documentary on HBO.
Okay.
Part one just came out. I don't know how many parts it is.
Right.
It's at least two parts. Part one was 2.5 hours long.
Okay.
I watched an hour.
This is new.
Brand new. Just came out. I watched an hour and a half. But what struck me, Jerry, and I'm wondering if you feel this about yourself or no, Billy Joel appears to have lived many lives.
We talk about this all the time, yeah.
Like this whole first hour and a half is just about his first wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this is a woman, and she's in the documentary, which is really cool. They're talking to her today. So you got that whole thing. Then I know at some point, he marries Christy Brinkley.
Mm-hmm.
And today...
Has kids with her too, right?
Yeah, has one.
One.
Then as of today, he has a wife with multiple small children.
Yeah. He's got multiple small children. Multiple 75?
Yeah, he's got multiple small children. And all I keep thinking is like, those have got to be looked at as very distinct lives, don't you think?
Sure.
But like you've been with Kim since you guys were...
17.
17. Do you have... any delineation points in your life where you go, that was a different life?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Like prior to her.
Prior to her, for one, obviously. then the whole pre-kid part. And that includes marriage, all of that, because we were the same people, even when we bought our first townhouse. And then, but when Matthew was born, you become parents very quickly.
And that feels like a different, prior to that, feels like a different life in a way.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't believe is happening until it happens. And you don't realize how much life is going. People tell you, but until you experience it, it's just, I don't want to say you're in denial. It's not that you're in denial. It's just that you can't picture what it's going to be like until you actually go through it. And so I'll never forget that when he was born, I remember I went home that night and I just crashed on the bed. I was home by myself. She was at the hospital. He was obviously at the hospital. I think they were there two nights, I believe. And then I remember waking up the next morning because I wasn't sure if they were coming home that day or not. He was born on a Friday. They came home on a Sunday, I believe, Sunday afternoon, in time for football. No joke, right around football time. I think we got home at I'd have to look at this. I believe it would have been October 24th. I think the Cowboys got drilled. And I think I got home just in time to see them get their ass kicked. I believe October 24th, 2004. All right.
This Cowboy schedule.
Well, I'm going to put up NFL scores, see if that actually comes in. I could be wrong about this, but I do feel like they played in Green Bay. I got a pretty good memory. Final score, Packers 41, Cowboys 20. and it wasn't that close. It was 41-13 going into the fourth quarter. And that game, if I remember correctly, was on. I had the NFL package in that house, so I don't know if it was on national TV or not, but I do remember that Saturday waking up, not sure if they were coming home that day or night, or if this was going to be. And I knew I'd be at the hospital all day, and I was. And then find out they were staying one more night, and I'm driving home like this is it. Like tomorrow, there's going to be a baby in the house. And sure enough, when I got there Sunday, we stayed a little longer than we thought, but we got home at 3 o'clock, and it was we looked at each other like it's us now. There ain't no nurse. There's no one here helping. And there's an adjustment period for sure. It's different.
Yeah.
Very different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, I wonder if having a marriage and kids and then moving on to another marriage and kids is probably is even more of a delineation point where it's like that was a previous life.
Especially if you have more kids.
What's weird is watching in this documentary, a bunch of his early songs were about this woman.
Hmm.
And I wonder when you then marry Christy Brinkley, is she you ain't singing these songs anymore?
Sure. Well, what about a guy who's got a tattoo of his former girlfriend or ex-wife?
Yeah.
And unless you're going to go scrape it out, every time your new wife or girlfriend sees your arm without a shirt on, still thinking of her? How could you not think that? Same thing with the songs.
Yeah. My sister, many years ago when she was going to then Trenton State College, she went to see Billy Joel at that time. He was doing this thing where he was going around to colleges.
Mm.
He was doing Q&A and playing things.
That's cool.
So people could ask questions about a song, and he would play a little bit of it and talk about it. And she said that somebody asked him about the song She's Got Away. And she said he got very angry at this person and said, I don't play that anymore.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
And then seeing this documentary, it was about this woman. But now he seems to be fondly looking back at life. You know what I mean? So I guess there are different times and where you are in different parts of your life where I just always wonder that, like Bruce Springsteen, all these people who've had long careers.
Yeah.
There are songs about particular women that are no longer in your life. Does your wife currently get pissed? Like, what is this?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Are they here in the car?
Yeah.
Turn this off.
Yeah. I wonder.
Well, also goes to show, too, I feel like we talk about the songwriters, like who writes their own music these days and who doesn't. I had no idea how many songwriters were out there and how you've told me country music is mostly all pre-written for the artists.
Yeah.
It's kind of disappointing, actually, when I hear songs that I think are really cool and seem very personal, and then you find out they didn't write it.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's just a song then.
Yeah, I think like in definitely like the classic rock era, they were all writing their own songs, I think.
Well, I know McCartney and Lennon wrote the majority of the Beatles music.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
And like Mick Jagger and Keith Richards
wrote,
you know, they were a pair. U2 wrote all their songs.
The
Beach
Boys, right? Didn't Brian Wilson write a lot of that music?
I think so, Beach Boys, yeah. I think it was just like in pop country for a while.
Yeah.
But now I know even like the people who've been around a long time, they write. Although, you also don't know, too, because you got a guy like, let's say Morgan Wallen's very popular. And he probably gets the first pick of any country song that's being written.
Right. He ain't writing it. He's picking.
But I think what happens now when these guys get popular and things, a songwriter probably comes to them, has this song, and he's like, yes, I like this, but let's change this. And now he's a songwriter on that. Where he really wasn't,
right?
But because he's such a huge name and these guys want him to record their songs.
Now you get attached to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, but he's going to attach his name to that.
Yeah.
It's also weird, too, like a guy like Billy Joel, who was so prolific with the songs, and then just get to a point where it's, like Bruce Springsteen still writes new music. You could say it's good or not good.
Right.
Paul McCartney still puts out new music occasionally.
That is amazing.
And Billy Joel does not.
Yeah.
And I feel like he doesn't even know where those songs came from or how to do that anymore.
Well, it's interesting you talk about Three Lives. How about different careers? Like in the 70s, it was like piano ballads almost.
Yeah.
And then like you go into the 80s with like Uptown Girl and things like that. All of a sudden it was more poppy.
Yes.
Like he was almost a different artist in different times.
Yes.
Which is, and as his life changed, maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very interesting though.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. He looks so different in the different phases too. Like sometimes he looks really unhealthy,
right?
And sometimes he looks good. I can't even tell like what they filmed recently and what they filmed 5 years ago.
Really?
Because sometimes he looks off. And I know he's been ill.
Last show before the pandemic. That's what we saw. Billy Joel at the Garden.
Oh, you went there.
I believe it was February of 2020.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 or 3 weeks before the pandemic hit. We were at the Garden to see one of his shows. And it was great.
I mean, really,
you know, I don't go to them often. Really, it was the only one, actually, at the Garden. I've seen him other times. I saw him with Elton John at the Meadowlands. I saw him in Philadelphia at the Spectrum back in the day. So I've seen him numerous times, but that was the most recent, and it was right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of it. I just feel like it's a very detailed.
Yeah, that would be something I'd be interested in watching.
Yeah.
That seems fun. That I'll put that on the list. I know the Cowboys Jerry Jones documentary comes out. I think it's August 19th.
Okay, so we got some time. I'll definitely watch that.
That will be, and especially if Netflix releases the whole thing, which I think they usually do.
Yeah, they normally do.
That will be a perfect lead-in for me to the season. That'll be fun to watch.
Although it's kind of smart, like with what HBO's doing with this. Give it another week.
I wish more of them would do that. It gives you the feel of anticipation and like looking forward to something every week like TV used to be.
It also stops somebody from just going, oh, I want to watch the Billy Joel documentary. I'll just get HBO and cancel it immediately.
That'll be me.
Yeah.
because I have no interest in any of these things anymore. I have too many of them, and I actually canceled HBO Max like 6-7 months ago because I realized no one was watching it anymore.
Yeah, I drop in on HBO Max every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, here's four things that have come out in the last 6 months I'm interested in.
How often, though, can you sign up and cancel before they get on to you?
Well, you still have to, I think.
You pay for the month?
You pay for the month, yeah.
So it's not the free trial.
No,
you pay for a month and cancel.
I only get the free trial one time. Okay, I know so people do this thing where they submit all these different.
I'm not doing that.
Email addresses. I think it's fair. You're offering me a free month to try it. Right. I will try that. But after that, I know what it is. I am okay paying for things that I'm consuming. You know,
so I will do that.
And I like that they let you just buy it for a month.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know what I mean? And you could even, like if you don't want to forget to do, you order it and then cancel it.
Right.
Because they say, oh, you have this now for a month. And then
So once you cancel it, you've already paid for the 30 days, which is smart.
They'll keep you on there for 30
days. That's pretty good. And it is different than like the cable companies where they sit there and they lock you up for, 2 years if you want the price.
Yeah, or you had to have somebody come out and hook it up.
Yeah.
Someone come out and unhook it. It used to be a whole hassle.
And maybe
that
was part of the price. The amount of money they had to pay the installers and all the, the overhead with the materials. All of a sudden, that was a bigger deal than what this is.
Yes. Yeah, it seems much simpler. Although there are certain places that won't let you cancel things online.
Oh, really?
Like SiriusXM.
Oh, you got to call them.
You got to call them.
Yes, very much so.
Regular cable, you got to call them.
Yes. The streaming services, you can cancel them all.
Yeah, right online.
There, yes.
Very simple. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Because what you're saying to me is, we're so confident in our product. You're not interested? No problem. Interested again? Come on back. We're right here on this contact page.
Cancel when you'd like.
Yeah. When something like SiriusXM doesn't let you do that, that to me signals we know our product's not good enough. We're going to make you really.
Maybe, but they're not alone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of subscriptions that are incredibly difficult to cancel.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, they make you walk through hoops and go to this page and that page. It's like you end up, I think a lot of people, like I have in the past, you give up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Fine. It's $9 a month. Take it. I don't care.
And I get angry when they offer me a cheaper deal.
Well, why didn't you just give it to me in the first place?
Yeah. I know. If you're offering me this instead of $18 a month, it's six. Why?
Just make it six.
Make it $6.
Well, that's like we've always talked about when you do an airfare. Why do I get to keep checking different airfare prices? What is the cost to fly from Newark to LA?
Right. There should be a fixed cost.
Yes.
You're going how many miles?
This is what it costs.
This is the seat you're in.
And if you want to sit in first class, it's going to be three times that seat. That's it.
Right.
That's it. And if you're going to sit in the back, we'll give you a discount because you're going to smell the toilets.
And have people, because I noticed this when I went.
Standing in the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got all these people. You're trying to have a peaceful flight, and there's a guy who has to poop or pee whose genitals are right at your eye level standing there. Because you happen to be near the bathroom, which also smells. Like
I do hope for you that man left his pants on and you weren't looking at his genitals.
Do not take your pants off while you're waiting in the aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It seems like some things could be so much simpler than they are.
Yeah.
And I hate that. And a lot of places are doing this, too. They're doing this with tee times now. Dynamic pricing.
Oh, I hate the dynamic
tickets.
Pricing.
Like, what in the hell? So the busier the time, the more we're going to jack the price up.
Right.
F off. It's not right.
It isn't right.
What does it cost?
That's what it'd be like Netflix going, boy, we got a really lot of good series coming out. This month, it's $32.
While they're available.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
We don't really have a lot of new shows coming out. $16 a month.
Yeah. That's about right.
You're right. Tell me what it costs. You must, like an airline must know, in order to get Jerry from Newark Airport to Lincoln, Nebraska, this is what we need to charge to make a profit.
Right.
And that's the price.
I agree. They don't change the prices of New Jersey Transit.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Although, that's not true. There's peak and off-peak pricing.
You know what? You're right.
Now, in fairness, those are only two prices. The airlines, the price changes every 8 minutes.
Yes.
And drastically sometimes. But there are, I take that back, there are different prices for the trains depending upon when you're using it.
Another sneaky thing with the airline tickets, they know that you went on the website and looked.
Yeah.
So then they change the price again the next time you go on because they know you want
that flight.
Yeah, you want that flight.
So you're better off just booking it the first time you see it if the price is good.
If the price is right.
That is true. It's a very good point. I actually did that. We're going to the Bahamas in October.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's one of the first times I've actually gone, looked at a price, saw it, was like, all right, this price, these prices and the flight times were really good and they were nonstop. I just booked them.
Yeah.
I don't usually do that. I usually shop around a little bit.
Yeah. It's smart to do. If you have a ballpark figure of what something costs, if it's in that ballpark, you got to grab it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So we did.
Otherwise, you get screwed.
Yes.
Nice. A little October getaway for you.
Well, our son is turning 21. So
oh, damn.
Instead of just whatever, this has been because of stuff going on at home. We've done nothing this summer.
Yeah.
So at that point, everybody will be healthy and ready to rock. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Nice.
Yeah. It's actually a Cowboys bye week. So I'm good.
A perfect.
Nice long weekend. Take a couple days from here. And
Bermuda or Bahamas?
Bahamas.
That's further away, right?
It is. Yeah, Bermuda's, not much further. It's like, you know, below Key West.
Oh, okay. It's but Bermuda's far. Like, I feel like is across like, from like South Carolina.
It's like east of the Carolinas. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a much quicker flight.
Yes.
Not that the Bahamas is far, but I think Bermuda's like 90 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
Nothing long.
Hell yeah, Jerry.
You know, real quick before we wrap up, I was looking at, because Cape Cod came up. I'm like, why do we not go to Cape Cod? It's like a lovely place. Someone called in about it last week, which made me think about it. So I was looking up if we wanted to go to Cape Cod next weekend. The closer you get to the beach, you got to see the way these prices soar. It was to the point if you go on VRBO, Vrbo, whatever we call it these days, they will put not a 8-minute walk to the beach, but they will put 8-minute drive to the beach, $900 a night. If you want to be, you know, within an 8-minute walk to the beach, $2,000 a night, you have to see the prices for the, and they're not big homes.
Yeah.
For these little beach cottages. I said to my wife, I'm like, you want to go there for 3 nights? Be ready to pay $5,000 for a, she's like, what? I'm like, yeah. And I know they got a small window. I get that. But I was blown away by the prices.
Yeah.
Damn. It's a lot of money.
Yes.
Better off flying to Bermuda. Although those hotel prices are, what I just said, pales in comparison to what Bermuda charges. But still pretty crazy.
Yeah. There's no real, I guess certain areas have certain bargains at certain times of the year.
When the weather's not good.
Right.
Don't want to do that.
Correct.
That's not the point.
That's the next thing I got to start talking to Grok about.
Yeah, go to Montana in January. Let me know how that goes.
Well, not January, but there's got to be a sweet spot of like late October where maybe. It's probably cold.
Well, I do think when you get into September and the kids are in school, like I went to Myrtle Beach to play golf with my dad and my son. And my brother a few years ago, my nephew. And Myrtle Beach in the summer is expensive. We went the Tuesday after Labor Day when the kids were in school. Oh, I'm sorry, the week after. It was like the Tuesday a week after Labor Day when the kids were in school. It was dirt cheap and the weather was phenomenal. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah. And that's when you retire, that's what you got to do. You start looking at those
times. Or if you're free to do, you don't have kids, you can go whenever you want.
Yeah. I know it's still frowned upon. I feel like if I took a vacation when football season, I don't know.
At this point, what does it matter?
You're right. It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. It really, to me, doesn't matter anymore.
Right. That's what I, next year, Jerry, this my vacation is going to be planned on. When is it less expensive to go where the weather is still
good?
So
you'll be here all summer and then you'll take off every other week in September and October.
Yeah.
That'd be tremendous.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
Right.
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.